by Kimberly Clark.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You may also email the show, and we do have some emails. We'll get to them in just a moment. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com, and again, we'll read your emails live on the air. Also, log on at freetalklive.com, join the chat room. Things are a little bit slow in the chat tonight, probably because everyone was just glued to their radios for that last hour of radio, of course, with Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik. And you know what? We didn't get something in there as many times as we should have, and that is his website, which is badnarik.org, B-A-D-N-A-R-I-K.org. We're going to get to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. We're going to get to the emails as well. And again, this is your show, meaning you can take control at any time. We can be talking about whatever the issue might be, and you can call in and literally interrupt the program and bring up whatever you want. So we're going to do that after this. For Free Talk Live, this is Mike with your World Series and Week 8 NFL update. Well, unless you've been living under a rock for the past few days, I'm sure you've heard that the Boston Red Sox, that's right, I said the Boston Red Sox, have finally won the World Series. This is the team's first championship since 1918, and it was pulled off in dramatic fashion as the Bo Sox came back from a three-game deficit to beat the New York Yankees in the ALCS and then swept the St. Louis Cardinals to finally rid themselves of the curse of the Bambino. Congrats to the Boston Red Sox. Moving on to football, only two teams remain unbeaten as we move into Week 8. The Philadelphia Eagles host the Baltimore Ravens in a 1 o'clock contest, while the New England Patriots will try for their 22nd consecutive win as they travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers in a 4 o'clock game. Will the Eagles and Patriots finally be defeated? Check your local listings for games and times in your area. For the latest news regarding your favorite NFL teams, players, and coaches, log on to NFL.com. And be sure to check out my picks of the week by going to the BBS at freetalklive.com. I am Mike, and this has been your World Series and Week 8 NFL update. Now let's get back to more Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You know, speaking of the Free Talk Live BBS, it's really been blowing up there recently. I think we've had about 10 new users within the past couple weeks.
Wow.
And there's a major controversy going on right now.
Really?
On the Free Talk Live BBS. And maybe next week we'll talk about it because it's good stuff. So if you want to experience that, again, go to freetalklive.com. We get a whole bunch of fun and free stuff for you to do on there. So
oh,
check that
yeah.
out. And hey, by the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
And again, we want to talk to you about anything and everything. The concept here is very simple. You're free to call in at 800-259-9231 and talk about anything you want. So guys, what do you have coming up here for this remaining hour of the show?
Well, considering this is Halloween weekend, I've got the, well, what RetroCrush.com considers to be the 10 scariest moments in movie history.
Ooh.
All right. All right.
That's
I
real Halloween-y.
We haven't done a top 10 list since we've gotten on GCN, so maybe we'll get to that.
I have a an article on, you know, given it was sent to me by a friend of mine. It's a website, you know, whether somebody's written a long, long diatribe against Halloween because of its origins in, you know, Satanism and paganism and all this stuff and what God thinks about it. And, you know, I just thought I'd read that and bring that up because it's kind of interesting.
Absolutely, and it's very time-sensitive. So
very time-sensitive.
We'll get to that tonight. Also, we have emails. Again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And we'll start with this one from Doug in Petersburg, Virginia. He says, I'm happy to know that Mike Badnarik will be on your show this Saturday. Well, that's done and gone. And it went very well, I thought. By the way, badnarik.org, Badnarik for President, vote for him. It's unfortunate that I'll be working and not around an area where I can listen to the radio, but I will be streaming it later, and that's another thing we've got on our website is archives. If you missed the show, maybe you're delivering pizzas right now and you have to get in and out of your car and you want to hear that chunk of the Badnarik interview that you might have missed, or you want to hear a certain portion of the show, just log on within the next day or two. It's there at freetalklive.com, usually the next morning. It's there for you to download absolutely free, so that's what Doug
is going to do. He says, I've emailed WRVA's program director and told him about the show and requested they put your show in place of the boring movie show they have on in that time slot. Since I cannot vote for the imperialistic agenda of the George W. Bush administration, nor the liberal visions of Kerry, the only choice for liberty is a vote for Michael Badnarik.
Yeah.
I can't agree more. I'm a registered libertarian, and that's how I found found out about your show. So I think he's actually a new listener via the Michael Badnarik website, which is cool.
Excellent. Fantastic.
So, yeah, welcome to any brand new listeners out there. And we want you to become a part of the show at 800-259-9231. Man, what you're sending me instant messages now. Wait, you can't just talk to me here in the studio?
Not over there. No.
I gotcha. All right. 800-259-9231. And more emails. This one from... Oh, it's our friend in Canada, Robert. He says, I'll try to stop sending emails all the time and finally give you guys a call soon. The show's excellent, and by the way, when are you going to have a woman host one night along with the rest of you guys? Well, that's a great question. We have had, we are new to syndication. This is, what, our seventh or eighth week or something like that in syndication.
Right.
There have been female co-hosts on the show before, and that's certainly something that is an option for the future. So look for that in the very near future here on Free Talk Lab, all right? Especially if one of you is sick or out or something like that, we'll definitely have a female come in here.
It's kind of rare for us to have co-hosts besides, you know, Ian, Mike, and Manwich. Skyler's here because of, you know, his big interest in...
Well, he's obsessed with Michael Badnarik.
Yeah.
he begged me to come in here tonight.
And he's certainly in the past been a co-host.
Yes, he has.
I'm obsessed with being a libertarian. I'm obsessed with freedom.
You're obsessed with liberty, and absolutely... In fact, did you ever get me your bio for the website? You got to do that.
No.
I'm going to get you up there, because you are technically a co-host.
You guys have pictures of yourselves as kids.
That's correct. There.
Okay, I recently got a shipment of pictures of myself as a kid. So.
Perfect. 4 years
there
old.
You go.
So you'll be able to see Skyler soon at freetalklive.com and see how he looked at age 5.
But you can,
I was a model.
you can see pictures of Ian at 4 and Manwich at 5. Is that
something
right?
Like that.
Yeah,
maybe
like
6.
Me with really big ears and a gap tooth smile.
You haven't changed much. All right. Hey, you've got an email over there, don't you, Manwich?
I do. It's from our friend at the Free State Project who sends us little poems. So for FTL, hi Ian and all at FTL. I'm not sure when I'll be free to read this to you during your show, so here it is in writing for you to read if you'd like. I'd like to say a thing or three to those who hate the tyranny. In our nation's nanny states, where socialism dominates, there's a better place for you. New Hampshire is the thing to do. Lacking sales or income tax, gun laws here are very lax. You can even bring to school your favorite semi-auto tool. New Hampshire is a lot like you, and you're a lot like NH2. If you want to know what to do next, pick up your Rolodex, write down what I'm about to say, then I'll shut up and go away. Join the fight for liberty, type freestateproject.org.
Now, when we were looking through that during the break, Skyler, you brought up the point that it sounded a little awkward, that line about the bringing a semi-automatic to school.
Right, I mean, because kids, you know, even Michael Badnarik has said that at a certain age, you know, gun rights are a right. You don't need a, for example, you don't need a church permit to go to church. So why should people need a gun permit?
You shouldn't.
Now, he also speaks about the fact that, obviously, while people should have the right to bear arms and carry guns, that right shouldn't necessarily be extended to children.
Now, I don't think that's what what Dadar, the letter writer there, was saying. He was addressing that to adults, saying, well, if you carry a weapon in most states, you're not allowed within 1,000 feet of school property having a weapon on you.
Well, any government property, really.
True. True. Of course, schools having kids shooting them up and everything. If parents were on campus carrying weapons and there was a kid that was trying to cause some trouble with guns or grenades or something like that, it'd be best to have your gun on you. I think that was the point he was making. We're going to come back with more and your phone calls at 800-259-9231. You take control of the show because it's your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've seen this look in Home Design Magazine. It's caught the attention of designers everywhere. This look is Walworth, and it's quickly becoming one of today's hottest decorating trends. Walworths are pre-spaced and pre-pasted transfer letter stains that last a lifetime or until your next decorating spree. Quick to remove, Walworths are excellent for renters or those who love to frequently change the look of their home. Choose from over 1,400 quotes or design your own. Walworths can lend a witty, whimsical, wise, romantic, or even spiritual feel to your home or office. Quotations take just minutes to apply, yet look like they've been meticulously painted on. Walworth has been featured on QVC, Paint, Paint, Paint on PBS, and HGTV Your Home. Add this unique look to your sales office, classroom, kids' room, or any room in your house. For your free catalog with thousands of ideas, call 888-422-6685. That's 888-422-6685. Or visit us at walworth.com. That's walworth.com.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. That is the phone number you need to become a part of this show. Another way that you can get interactive with us is check out the website. Go to freetalklive.com. You can shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read your email live on the air. And while you're there, get interactive on the BBS or check out the chat room. You can download any of the archives from the last several weeks of programs. And you can also check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's so many ways to get interactive with the show, so please do so. Check out the website at freetalklive.com.
Absolutely. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
And you know what? We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Maybe you have a question. Again, we had Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik on the line earlier. And if you had a question for him but you just couldn't get through, then go ahead and call in now, and we'll do our best to give you what we think Michael would have said to your question.
Yeah.
So you're welcome to call in regards to that or, again, anything whatsoever. But, Manwich, I wanted to hear about this Halloween issue that you have.
Well, I have a little a website that was forwarded to me, and, you know, I have friends in, you know, with all kinds of different beliefs. And it was forwarded to me by a friend, and it's Trick or Treat Unmasking Halloween.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's right. Unmasking Halloween. Americans, and there's just a short little intro here that I'd like to read. It's incredibly long essay that I don't intend to read, but I'm just going to overview it. Americans spend $2.5 billion on Halloween each year. It's the second largest holiday right after Christmas.
I wonder of that $2.5 billion, I wonder how much of it is candy sales versus masks and makeup.
I wonder how much of it is candy sales versus dentist bills.
That's a good point. I don't think they put that in the calculation.
I can't even imagine.
Do you think the Dental Association is behind Halloween? Maybe that's the history of Halloween.
It's a big plot. Yeah,
it could be. I can tell you one thing, that $2.5 billion is the wrong number. But there may be some other number close to it. You know, it's just a generalized
number.
Okay. Anyhow, let's see. What is the true origin of Halloween? Is it harmless fun or something evil? How did it become common practice? And should Christians observe Halloween? So, I...
Wait, sorry, read those questions again. And
okay.
Let's answer them first before the article does.
What is the true origin of Halloween?
Well... You know, what's funny is, you know, I don't necessarily want to just answer the question. I mean, I know that Halloween originally comes from a pagan holiday.
Does Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I was about to bring up. Anyone who has a Christmas tree
and Jesus wasn't really born on Christmas Day.
And
born in July.
And maybe people who on Christmas have a Yule log would know that comes from the holiday Yule, which is a pagan holiday.
Yes. I don't think God is going to judge us too harshly for celebrating, you know, whatever festivities, especially if you have the right attitude. I mean, what if you dressed your kid up as one of the 12 apostles for Halloween?
There you go.
I mean,
or maybe
isn't that religious?
Maybe you could dress them as Adam and Eve.
You know,
no, that wouldn't go over.
That would be bad. That's child abuse, my friend. You know,
if you're a nudist colony, you could get away with it.
You could. When I was a kid,
they do for Halloween in nudist colonies?
Wear normal clothes.
Don't know.
Maybe.
Go as a guy with a nervous tic.
If you live in a nudist colony, 800-259-9231.
You know, when I was a kid and we used to go trick-or-treating, there was always this one house that would hand out, like, Watchtower and what is the other Jehovah's Witness magazine?
No idea, dude.
Oh, you don't even know?
I knew about the Watchtower.
It's Watchtower and one other one.
One of those chick tracts, the comics.
No, those would always come. And I like those. I collect them. I have a little stack of them at the house.
Any of that. And I don't live in a gated community. Why don't I get any of that?
Well, I don't know.
The Jehovah's Witness building is right down the street from my house.
Well, that's okay, Ian. You
apparently
can look those up online.
They think you're covered.
Maybe it's the big pentagram you have on your door.
Well, it's Halloween after all. You know, we used to always get that, and I felt jilted. I wanted candy, of course. So, you know, that's how I kind of felt about that particular house. But I feel like Christians can celebrate Halloween without... I mean, it's not like you're dressing your kid up as Beelzebub, you know?
It's not unreasonable for your child to dress up in a banana suit, I mean.
Right, or the Power Rangers. I don't think that the red Power Ranger is going to, you know, I don't feel like that in any way affects, you know, a kid adversely.
You know, okay, now we know how you feel, but what I want to know is how our listeners feel. And the number is 1-800-259-9231. Do we have anybody out there listening right now who feels like Halloween is evil and you're not going to have your kids participate in Halloween? You won't even let them go to the school Halloween party if they're having one, and you won't even let them associate with your Halloween related neighbors. I want to hear from somebody who has this thinking, this paradigm. 1-800-259-9231, and tell us why. What are your reasons for it? But go ahead, Manwich.
Well, often in churches we'll have alternative to Halloween parties, which I remember I ended up at one of those one year. And
what do they call them? The not-so-Halloween shindig?
Yeah, like some things like that. You know, oddly, it's on, you know, it happens to be on Sunday this year, the 31st of October. It's a big party. Come dressed as, it's a masquerade party. Has nothing to do with Halloween, though.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the guy in the article goes through talking about Halloween's history, and, you know, it, of course, is very damning evidence, Halloween being a pagan holiday to chase away bad ghosts and juju or whatever. And then it just sort of goes through the history of it, and then talks about now, and this is where I think it gets a little weird. There are more human children sacrifices performed on Halloween
what?
In the United States.
Is that what the article says?
Yes, absolutely does say that.
Just like there are razor blades and apples.
Right.
And,
right.
Oh, wait, that's right. There are any documented instances.
Not a
that
single documented
ever.
Case.
Total fabrication.
Total lies being just to try and scare the public and keep everybody in line.
And I can see why somebody would get overly zealous about this issue, but at the same time, you know, it seems to me if there were a lot of human sacrifices going on, we'd probably hear about it in the news, you know? Like, it would make NBC, even
you know,
though,
that is
you
the
know.
Definition of news, things that stand out. You don't report, if you're a news person, you don't report on grandma having a birthday party, you report on the things that rarely happen, that's what makes them newsworthy. So, great point.
It's
where
like,
are all the sacrifices?
It's like that old Free Talk Live spot that used to run about all the unreported deaths in windows being rolled up.
Oh, yeah, that one.
So, yeah, apparently it's not eliciting a lot of calls, but I thought that was interesting. Every year, it seems like I talk to somebody who has the issue that Halloween, and usually it's not the same person, so people tend to change their minds.
Well, we've talked about this before on this show. I mean, we've been on for 2 years now, and we've talked about it every year. Yeah, they're actually coming up on our two-year anniversary here.
I was thinking it was three, sorry.
well, anyway, we've talked to these people before, and I know that there are people out there right now listening. Don't be scared. I want to make it clear that on this show, if you disagree with one of our positions, we don't shut your phone line off and dump you off the air and
make you look dumb.
Yeah, say mean things about you once you can't say anything back. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to ask you questions about why you have the beliefs that you have, and we want to give you a chance to air them. We want to let other people hear what you have to say. This is not a one-sided conversation. 1-800-259-9231. So if you don't celebrate Halloween and you want to tell us why, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Or you can change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message.
George Bush says he's your war president and led us into one in Iraq. Based on lies. John Kerry wants to send even more troops. Both will reinstate the military draft. Michael Bednarik, the libertarian candidate for president, will end the war in Iraq and bring our troops home to defend our own country without a draft. To return America to her heritage of peace and freedom, libertarian Michael Bednarik is your only choice. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Or take action online and log on to badnarik.org. That's badnarik.org. NARIK.org. Vote for peace, freedom, and liberty this November. Vote for Libertarian candidate for president Michael Bednarik.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SinFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SinFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SunFlex at ease of pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Live 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, and it's toll-free nationwide. Also, worldwide listeners, you can always email the show. I'm sure there's a way you can call an 800 line from Australia, and if you know how to do it, then go for it. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, put your thoughts down in an email to ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of our free services, the message boards there, the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's a ton of stuff on there for you to check out at your convenience. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
And again, we want to hear from you. Anything goes, whether it be a personal issue. Like right now, I think we're talking personal stuff. We're talking about Halloween. We're talking about the origins of Halloween and how some people feel about it. I think most people in America, well, I don't know. When you walk around a neighborhood, are most houses involved in Halloween these days?
I think that most aren't. I would say that most people are apathetic towards most holidays. And, you know, in my neighborhood where most people decorate their houses for Christmas and fewer for Halloween, I don't, you know.
I can say that I'm one of those who I don't have a problem at all with Halloween. I participated in it a number of times as a child. But as far as being in a neighborhood and being one of those houses, I tend to keep my lights off. And
oh, I give out candy.
I don't. No, I just shut the house down completely.
I'll be watching football tomorrow. I'll have the light off. Nobody's coming to my door. I'll tell you what.
You know what? It's not that I don't like the kids. Of course, I'm not a huge fan of kids, but I just don't like spending the money.
You're so cheap.
I've got a bunch of delinquents that live down the street from me, so that almost creates a setup. It's like, well, do I maybe give them candy to appease them, or you know, if I don't, I might wind up with a flaming bag of dog poop on my doorstep, or TP all over my yard, or who knows what.
Well, that was the motivation this time out, because we don't have a garage now, and so the youngins will know if we're home or not. So we better give out candy this year. So this year we are doing it.
Either that, or just hand out a bowl of eggs.
Just give them some soap.
As long as they don't use them on your property.
Right? I like the opportunity to give, you know, neighbor kids the candy. I like to see them in their little costumes come to the door, and they're just happy as they can be, because I always buy a lot of the really cheap candy so they can get a big old handful.
Right.
And they love the idea of, wow, I can get my own candy, big handfuls. They like
it. Do you think I could get away with handing out world's smallest political quizzes?
You need your head examined, man.
I'm going to hand out mothballs or something.
Maybe to the teenagers.
Little Statue of Liberty. Chocolates.
Yeah.
I think you should hand that out with the eggs and the soap, too.
You know, it seems like a great way. It's almost the perfect time. It's reverse political campaigning. You don't have to go to the door. They're coming to you.
There you go. There you go, Ian. What you can do is you can give them a raw egg and a Liberty chocolate. That way you can give them both a trick and a treat, and you let them choose.
Perfect. Choices are so great. We want you to make the choice to pick up your phone right now at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, top 10 scariest horror movie moments.
So, I mean, everybody's got to have their favorite scary movie, right? I mean, Ian, what's yours?
Oh, man, that, you know what? That's a good question. My favorite scary movie... Halloween's definitely
Manwich,
a classic.
I like Return of the Living Dead.
Return of the Living Dead.
Brains. Bring more brains.
What about you, Skylar?
I'm a huge fan of zombie movies like Dawn of the Dead and 28 Days, but I'll tell you what, I'm really looking forward to this movie that's coming up here called Saw.
Ooh, I have not heard of it.
They say it's awful.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the plot of Saw is supposedly that this killer forces people into these traps where he ends up not actually killing any of them, they end up killing themselves through these elaborate puzzles and whatnot, and people end up just doing things that ends up in their own demise.
Huh. Interesting.
Sounds frightening.
Well,
what about you?
Well, you know, I like so many. Honestly, I'm just a big fan of just the horror and sci-fi genres. Those are my two favorite types of movies. And even if it's a B movie and it probably sucks, I'll probably still watch it anyway. You know, I work part-time at a movie rental store, as a matter of fact. So whenever these no-name movies come out, I mean, I'll bring them home and check them out just because it's another horror flick. But according to RetroCrush.com on the internet, they have compiled a list of actually 100, the 100 scariest moments in film history, but we're not going to go there. I actually have what they consider to be the top 10.
Now, paid to do that sort of thing?
Now, number 10 comes from the movie The Shining, you know, the Stanley Kubrick classic with Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall. What's inside room 237? That's that room where, if you've seen the movie, Jack Nicholson's character goes in there and there's a woman in the bathtub and then they start making out and then all of a sudden he gets all freaked because he looks in this mirror and all of a sudden she turns into this hideous, deformed looking... this scary thing. She's just
a mirror creepy.
Yeah. And then, let's see, their number 9 is a scene from Exorcist 3. Now, I was told that movie really stunk, so I don't even think I even bothered watching that. The second one was painful enough to sit through.
They just had another Exorcist come out
this year.
Exorcist
the beginning.
And it totally bombed out.
Yeah.
Poor Rennie Harlan. He just can't win.
You should mention the fact that apparently we have some trick-or-treaters right here at the studio.
I see that.
Yeah, we do.
The village people that are actually here. go get them some candy. Lindsay's in the studio.
Yeah,
our shrine female listener. I think there's a bowl of candy out there somewhere.
Well, they're awfully big trick or treaters. Well, I think that they're
some candy.
I don't know. Everybody I think that they're looking candy, for trick or treat right? for beer or something.
Now, the number 8 movie, the scariest scene comes from the movie Night of the Living Dead, which is a horror classic from 1968. You know, apparently. You know, there just aren't enough bullets in the world to kill all of these zombies and people coming after them and stuff. And I don't know. I didn't really particularly find that movie very frightening.
Some people did, though.
Yeah. Number 7. Now, everybody, I'm sure, has seen Jaws at some point in their life.
That is a scary
movie.
When
Richard Dreyfuss's character is underwater checking out this boat that had recently been wrecked, I guess, by the shark, if I'm not mistaken, all of a sudden this severed head, like the boat's occupant comes floating out of this hole and scares the living bejesus out of him.
As I recall, that was a pretty good moment, but in general, Jaws to me was not that scary. And maybe it was scarier back then, but it really just didn't have very much as far as good scare.
From the point of psychology, you know, like Jaws scared you for years afterwards.
You're talking about the tension about just in water in general.
Right. I mean, that is the most effective scary movie ever, in my opinion, because it affects people for so long.
If you want to chime in, by the way, 1-800-259-9231.
I had an ex-girlfriend who was terrified at the mention of certain movies. And those two movies would be not the American version, but the Japanese version of The Grudge, which is Ju-on in Japanese. Like, any mention of the movie, she'd freak out. But an older movie than that would be the movie... You know, I'm going to have to remember the title. It's a space.
Think of it and
I'm
we'll
think
back.
Of it.
All right. Well, let's
moving
see.
On.
I've never heard of this movie. What they consider the number six is some, I don't know, it's some French something. I don't know.
It is.
I have no idea how to pronounce this. But apparently what takes place in this movie is this woman has her eyeball sliced open.
Yuck!
Okay, 800-259-9231 if you want to chime in, give us your favorite horror movie moment, or change the topic completely. You can take control of this show anytime. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you suffer from the pain and discomfort of arthritis? If so, and you are serious about getting relief, then Flex Naturally, a unique all-natural joint care supplement, provides essential and safe patented ingredients to improve your quality of life. Flex Naturally was formulated according to the latest research and is not your typical me-too glucosamine chondroitin supplement. As a result, many customers have stated that Flex Naturally works better than any other joint care product they have ever used. Many of these same people have also commented that it has helped them with osteoporosis, back pain, fibromyalgia, and restless leg syndrome. For detailed information about this highly effective joint care formula, Flex Naturally, go to flexnaturally.com. And if you're serious about getting relief from the pain of arthritis, order Flex Naturally at flexnaturally.com and become one of the many satisfied customers. Go to flexnaturally.com.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lactropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the number for you, and we want to hear from you in regards to anything that happens to be on your mind. It is, of course, a dual-purpose weekend. It is Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
It is also the final weekend prior to the election, and we recommend that on Tuesday you cast your ballot for our friend, Michael Badnarik, from the Libertarian Party. He is the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. So we'd like to thank
him again for being on our first hour of our program tonight. He was an awesome guest.
A very gracious guest. And we should make it clear that this is not a guest show. That was just because we really like him, and we really like the Libertarian Party, we really like the idea of being free, and so we wanted to help promote him. You won't hear a guest probably for the next 4 years.
Yeah, right.
Because there's three of us at least here in the studio every night, and then on top of that, we take your phone calls for 2 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're going to be here in, just for about another 15 minutes. We're talking about the top 10 scariest moments in horror movies. We left off on number... you were going to get to number 5, is that right?
Correct. Now, have you guys seen Poltergeist?
No, you know, I've never seen that one.
Well, there's a scene where this young boy is going to bed, and he's all freaked out because there's this clown doll in his room.
And that's scary.
And then all of a sudden, it's not there.
Oh.
And it starts attacking him. It pulls him under the bed and
Whoa.
Starts trying to choke him and stuff. And, I mean... I can understand why some people are freaked out by clowns.
Well, especially, I mean, imagine being freaked out by clowns and coming across a scene like that in a movie. That's,
yeah, right.
That's traumatic for some people.
I've got one that didn't get mentioned. And I remember the title of that movie that freaked my girlfriend out, and it was the name of it's Event Horizon,
which stars
Lawrence Fishburne. And one of the moments in that movie is when they start talking about Deus Ex Infernus and, you know, being freed. I guess one of the lines in there is to be freed from hell and in space. And then they find actually a body just floating in zero-G gravity, and it comes out of nowhere, and that's a good one, I think.
That is a very scary
it's
movie.
A freaky movie.
And you know what? Interestingly enough, you said that freaked your girlfriend out. My roommate at one time had the exact same reaction. He couldn't watch it. I wanted to put it on, and he was out of there. He couldn't take it.
Well, and maybe that's a thing, I guess, if you're, you have that fear of hell instilled in you, I guess. I mean, for me, that it's meaningless. It's, gibberish to me.
You know what? It wasn't that. He wasn't a religious zealot or anything like that. He didn't go to church. He just was totally freaked out by the imagery of that film. It's a pretty...
Yeah, some pretty interesting movie. You know, there was another movie similar to that, Underwater, with... another actor that I can't remember. Sam Neill.
Shark movie?
I think it was... No, it was... not Sam Neill. It was... the guy... I can't remember.
Another one.
It was Underwater. It was like very much like Event Horizon, but it was underwater.
Our board operator suggesting... Scott is suggesting The Sphere. Is that what it was?
No.
Oh, well. Was it a monster movie?
Actually, no. You know what? It might have been Sphere. I think it was Sphere.
Was there a monster?
No, there were all sorts of... It was a very psychological movie. One of the scenes that really freaked me out, ironically, was these... Basically, everything that happened in this movie that was scary was because people's minds were creating these fears, and it was their own innate fears, and I believe it was Sphere. I can't remember the name of the actor, though, and it's bothering me. Dustin Hoffman, yeah. And one of the scenes was just these jellyfish start attacking the ship that they're in, the Sphere. And they just come out of nowhere, and just hundreds of them start multiplying. And it's the freakiest thing when you see just hundreds of thousands of huge jellyfish just appear and disappear out of nowhere, and they start just stinging people, and it's very, very odd.
Never saw the movie, but the book was excellent. 800-259-9231 if you've got a favorite horror movie moment. By the way, our board operator Scott says the Blair Witch Project scared the crap out of him. Did that make the list?
Actually, it's not in the top 10.
In the top 100 somewhere.
Could be, I'm pretty sure.
I got to say, with the Blair Witch Project, the movie as a whole really stunk. But there were some pretty powerful moments in it. You've got to give it some credit for what it did right.
Oh, sure.
So where are we at? Number 4?
Number 4 is the chest burster scene from the original Alien.
Great scene.
Which is absolutely crazy.
That scene actually scared the crap out of Veronica Cartwright, one of the actresses. She was literally, her reaction, she gets sprayed in the face with the fake blood in that scene.
Right.
Her reaction's totally honest. She wasn't expecting that to happen. She was totally freaked out.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's see, the number 3 top scariest moment is, again, from The Shining, when the little boy, Danny, is riding his big wheel down the hallway in the hotel and comes across the two little girls in little blue dresses. Then all of a sudden, his shining thing, whatever, I don't quite understand that whole thing, but he has these flashes of what actually happened and sees the two girls all hacked up laying in the hallway with an axe and stuff. It just totally bugs him out. Number 2... The old, not the newer one that was done, I think, in the 90s, but the original Carrie from 1978, if I'm not mistaken, that's a Brian De Palma film.
I think so.
And at the very end, when Carrie's hand pops out of the grave, and grabs this girl who's there, and it's a total freak show at the end of that
really?
Movie.
Now isn't the classic scene where she's killing people all in some kind of high school dance?
Yeah, it's a high school prom or something, and then they drop the pig's blood on her, and then basically all hell breaks loose from there.
I've never seen. Should I see that one?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Don't see the remake. The remake just doesn't do justice.
And wasn't it Carrie 2 or something like that?
But Sissy Spacek and I think John Travolta, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you know when it goes direct to video, you should question it.
Yeah.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. What's the number one scariest horror movie moment? We'll find out coming back. We want to hear from you what your favorites are at 800-259-9231, or you can change the topic. It's your show, so take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Would you like to have a government that treats citizens as responsible adults rather than helpless children? Are you fed up with legislators who spend as though there's no tomorrow? Are you tired of having to jump through regulatory hoops when you try to run a business or educate your children? Would you like your vote to finally make a difference? The Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people who believe in limited government and increased civil liberties to move to a single state in the U.S. so that together we can make a difference. Join us in New Hampshire and you too can have liberty in your lifetime. Members of the Free State Project will reduce burdensome taxation and regulation, eliminate wasteful government programs, and will return New Hampshire to a government limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping them free. Free to lead their lives, contribute money to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Live, the Spook Edition, 800-259-9231, in the final moments of the program here. We go all the way up till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, but we still have time for you at 800-259-9231. If you want to give us your favorite horror movie moment, your scariest horror movie moment, or something completely different, change the topic. That's what this show is all about, you taking control and making it your show. But we left off, we were doing the top 10 scariest horror movie moments, and just read down the first nine that we did, just the movies,
yeah,
not necessarily
number
the moments.
10, a scene from The Shining. Number 9, a scene from Exorcist 3. Number 8, Night of the Living Dead. Number 7, Jaws. Number 6, Un Chien Andalou. Number 5,
where's my other piece of paper? Oh, my God.
Well, the other ones really weren't all that. I mean, to me, okay. I've watched so many horror movies that a lot of the ones that make this list, I mean, sure, maybe for their time, you know, that was really scary. But if you compare it to some of the stuff that's hitting the theaters or coming out on video these days, I mean, this stuff doesn't even hold a candle to that.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Halloween, I think, is one of the perennial classic horror movies, and I think that Michael Myers in that film was really a frightening character. I thought the tension in that was great, and there are plenty of horror movies these days. Horror movies are experiencing a bit of a renaissance now, aren't they?
Well, they did a remake of Dawn of the Dead.
You've got all kinds of remakes coming out, newer movies coming out. Of course, Scream kind of kicked that off back in 1996. They kind of restarted the horror movie genre, and there's plenty of terrible, bad, predictable horror movies coming out these days. So I don't think it's fair to say that today's horror movies are a cut above the other ones, because I don't really believe that's true.
I think it's just more or less the gore, you know, that's what they're going for.
But that doesn't make a movie scary.
No, not necessarily.
It just makes a movie gross.
I think a lot of people will hate me for saying this, but I really like the Blair Witch Project. I really did.
I wish, though,
that the Blair Witch Project had had more jump scares in it. Yeah, and maybe that's a cheap scare. A lot of people think that the jump scare where the cat, you know, whatever. Yeah, exactly.
But you do remember it.
I do.
When you walk out of the theater, I like when I walk out of a horror movie, I like to count the number of jumps I had.
And Blair Witch is an incredibly creepy movie, but that movie could have been absolutely phenomenal. Had it...
Hey, I thought I did. I did a passable job at that.
Had it had the jump scares, that movie would have been
classic. Number one scariest horror movie moment while we still have time left.
It is, of course, the shower scene from Psycho.
Oh, there you go.
Now, let me just read a quick blurb here. By today's jaded standards, the famous shower stabbing scene in Psycho isn't the most lurid thing ever captured on film, but the setup, execution, and sheer surprise value of it all was incredible. Just imagine things 40 years ago. In 1960, a slasher movie was virtually unheard of. Most killing scenes happened off-camera, or with knives that seemed to kill with little or no blood. Not to mention that Janet Leigh, was the lead actress of the film, and to see her get killed halfway through the film was a tremendous surprise.
It was a brilliant, brilliant film. Of course, Alfred Hitchcock, you know, he's one of the people who brought us the concept of do it off-screen.
Yeah, the master of suspense,
right.
You know?
When did the movie Reefer Madness come out?
Yeah, that thing had to have been like the 30s.
The 50s or something. The 30s or 50s.
That movie had an on-screen killing in it.
Oh, the car killing.
Not the car killing. The one where the guy just starts beating someone with a stick or something like that.
Well, Reefer Madness.
Pot made him do it.
Yeah, the pot made him do it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to just start wailing on you, man.
Speaking of pot, next week maybe we'll talk about how marijuana arrests are at an all-time high. This has been Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
Again, big thanks to Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian presidential candidate, for being on with us in our first hour. And, of course, the archives will be posted tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Good night, everybody.
Here's a message.